Hey guys, welcome to Life Illustrated episode number 5. My name is Damaris. Life Illustrated is an inspirational podcast series where I use down-to-earth stories and relatable illustrations to teach life's greatest lessons. Welcome to the month of July. Welcome to the 7th month in this great year. God has been so faithful to us, keeping us till this time. And just a little encouragement for y'all, okay? I know maybe you've not been able to tick everything off your 2019 list, most likely. Like, there are some things that you're not able to do, and you may be feeling a little down, feeling like, yeah, it's halfway gone. Am I going to get it done? You should be excited that you're even alive, okay? Because it's when you're alive you can even think about fulfilling your dreams or your goals. So it starts from there. You need to be grateful and thank God for the fact that you are alive, and where there is life, there is surely hope, and you can get it done. You can go out there and you can do your best. But even if you don't get 100%, be happy that at least you tried and you're moving forward. So everybody loves a beautiful flower with radiant colors, beautiful patterns. You look at it and say, God, you are faithful. A flower that will fade in like how many days? They look so exquisite. Seriously, if you just, even the ones that just grow from weeds in the thick bush where nobody is even there to appreciate them, you see some flower patterns and designs and colors, you say, what? This is just so fine. So flowers are cool. It's just that in Nigeria we don't value them. Like, if a guy gives you flowers, it doesn't really mean much to you. But in the Western world, they really take it as something, you know, flowers with nice scents and all those kind of stuff. But generally, we know that flowers are really beautiful, and yeah, they are nice to look at. I want to use the concept of a flower to talk about lasting impact, leaving a legacy. And the first thing I will say about the flower is that your life should not be like that. Sorry to say, you should have fruits, not flowers. You should have fruits, not flowers. Take a flower. It takes. The first thing is that it takes a very short while for a flower to bloom. You can just sleep and wake up and just see that the flower has blossomed, and it's just beautiful, and it just came within a jiffy and it's just calling all the attention. I feel if we are quick to always want things to be done sharp, like you want to make money just instantly, you want to just reach the peak of your career just like that, you just want to be known all over the world, you just want this podcast, let me use myself now, I just want this podcast to go viral within seconds, within weeks, and we are just in a way obsessed with fast life. Let things just happen like in fast forward. But things that happen fast like that, they have hardly last. And that's the truth. They hardly last. They hardly endure. Because you just take the easy way out. That's why I'm not a fan. Honestly, I'm not a fan of all these kind of seminars that crop up and then they tell you that they can teach you like 1,001 life skills in 3 days. And then you pay a lot of money. You pay like 10K or something for the training, like a crash course. I don't believe that life skills can be learned with a crash course. Something that you really want to use to make a living, except you're very, very good, or maybe you had a prior knowledge to that time. But I don't think you can just wake up and learn life skills in 3 days. I think we're just like, okay, just do it like that. It's just, I feel all those kind of sharp things, they don't lead to any lasting results. So let's take a chill pill on things like that. Things take time, okay? If you plant a seed and if it's something like a tree, all these perennial trees that last for many years, you see that sometimes for the first almost 1 year, nothing even is even coming out of the ground or something like that. It shows little or no development, but it's growing gradually. It's getting its roots in place. It's putting its systems in place because it's going to endure for a long time. And it's different from, you know, annual crops like maize and beans, corn. They just come, they grow very fast. Within months, you harvest it, but after that, it's gone. So I think the more you invest, the more time. It's not always proportional like this, but I believe that the more time you invest in yourself and your skills and your talents and your profession, the longer you can last. If you're going to be a professional, if you're going to be a professional that is respected in your field, you can't just skim through. You must be ready to research. You must be ready to be at the top of your game. Invest time. You can't just do crash courses all the time. It doesn't work that way. You might, yeah, be fancy. You might just, you know, rise up with that fire and that passion for a few days or high as a few months. That's why sometimes you see some people, they set up businesses, right? And within months, it crashed. It started on a very high, you know, tempo. But it just all came crumbling to the ground just because you did not take out time to really learn about that stuff. So let's stop trying to fast forward life, okay? Let's take the process as slowly as possible. We don't look like flowers, just come and within a jiffy we're gone. If we're going to leave a lasting legacy, if we're going to make impact, if we're going to be really successful, then it is very important that we spend time. We're not just eager to be displayed to the world. The second thing about flowers is that flowers are very attractive. They are very catchy. They hold a lot of promise. They have a lot of things to draw you, to attract you to themselves, but they don't really have that content. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just see it beautiful, you just come to the flower and say, "Ah, you're fine." Well, you can't eat a flower. You can't use it to satisfy your hunger. It's just something you look at and appreciate. So it draws your attention for nothing, so to say. I'm sorry, in a sense, because it just attracts you to it, and then there's really not much there. So, do we really have content inside of us? Or are we just all flashy and catchy, and then we look big, we talk big, we're just out there, and people are just like, "Oh my God, your life must be so awesome." And when they get closer to us and they just see that everything was just a scam, just a sham. Or in fact, everything we displayed outward, it's all there is to us. I strongly believe that everything, what you display to people should be 1% of what your life actually is. If you look, let's say, hardworking or responsible to people, you should not just be in their presence or when they can see you and applaud you, but when no one is watching you, are you also like that? I believe the depth of our character should run deep, deep in our veins, not just a surface kind of thing that people are just, we just have something to attract people, and then when they really come to us, you know, they cannot see those things. Those things are just, it's like, man, this person is a fake, this person is a fraud. So in that sense, I'm directing it towards having a sense of character and having character that is not, it's not fickle, it's not fake. It's something that is actually a part of you. If you are really going to be remembered for something, if you are really going to make your impact in the world, your character is going to be tested. Your anger is going to be tested. Your pride is going to be tested. Relationships, your attitude to money, many things are going to be tested. And if it doesn't run deep, if it's just eye-catchy and it doesn't run deep within you, that's just that's just how it's going to be, and everybody's going to be very obvious over time that you have no fruits, you just have flowers. And the last thing about flowers is that they fade. They can't keep up with the times. They can't keep up with the seasons. They can't. They're just there for a short while. So are you building something short, or are you going to endure? Do you have that tenacity? Do you have that doggedness to stay regardless of whatever comes along? Do you have that strength within you? This podcast is short, but I just saw a flower recently, and I just said, wow. He just pointed a few things to me that just resonated with me, I guess, and I felt I should just share that with you guys. But this is Life Illustrated, episode number 5. Leaving a legacy, leaving your mark, and I use the illustration of flowers. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me on this episode. Remember, you can follow this podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter @life_illustrated. Do well to listen, do well to download this podcast, share with your friends, and I would see you guys same time next week. Have a great week ahead. Bye.